بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أربع من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا، ومن كانت فيه خصلة منهن كانت فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها: إذا اؤتمن خان، وإذا حدث كذب، وإذا عاهد غدر، وإذا خاصم فجر. متفق عليه. Yesterday we commenced this chapter on fulfilling one's promises. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very similar to one we did yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says there are four qualities. If they are found in any person, then the person is a pure hypocrite. And whosoever has one of these qualities of hypocrisy, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. Any person who has one of the following qualities, then he has a quality of hypocrisy until he gives it up. So Rasulullah says, if anyone has four qualities, he is a pure hypocrite, he is a genuine hypocrite. And if he has one of them, then he has one quality of hypocrisy until he gives it up. إِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is placed in a position of trust, he betrays his trust. He makes khiyanat, he's disloyal. Somebody gives him something to look after and he is disloyal in that he breaches the trust. Either he abuses that item which he's not supposed to be using, or when the person comes, then he does not return it to the person. So when a person is entrusted with something, he has to make sure he preserves it, looks after it, and give it back in the manner the person had given it to him. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. The second quality is a person, when he speaks lies. So when a person speaks lies, then this is also a quality of hypocrisy. وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ. And when he promises, he breaks his promise. When he promises, he breaks his promise. And the fourth quality, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرَ. When he disputes, when he argues, then he swears, he uses vulgar language. So these are qualities of hypocrisy. Ulama have explained, the person does not become a munafiq like in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the person had no iman and he only portrayed as though he was a believer, but deep down in his heart he didn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final messenger. He just displayed the qualities of a Muslim and he read salah to the Muslims because he wanted to enjoy the bounties and the favors that the Muslims were enjoying, but he was not a believer in the true sense of the word. So he was a hypocrite. Here, munafiqan khalisan means that he is not a munafiq hypocrite as far as the aqidah is concerned, belief. Here the person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he's got qualities of a hypocrite. So in his a'mal, in his actions, he is similar to a hypocrite. Like how we tell a person who is an adult that he's misbehaving. So we say, don't be, you're like a child. Doesn't mean that now the person, he becomes lesser in age and now suddenly he became a child. In other words, we're saying that you are displaying qualities of a child. You're not behaving like an adult. Like that here also, the person is behaving like a hypocrite. And if he does not be careful, then there are chances and there's a fear that the person can become a real hypocrite. So these are qualities, we should make sure we don't have these qualities. We should get rid of these qualities, that when somebody gives us something, entrusts something to us, we should not be disloyal, we should not breach the trust. When we speak, we should not speak lies. When we promise, we should not break the promise. And when we argue, then we should never use vulgar language. The last hadith in this chapter, وَعَنْ جَابِرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْ قَالَ قَالَ لِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Jabir radiallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, لَوْ قَدْ جَاءَ مَالُ الْبَحْرِينَ أَعْطَيْتُكَ هَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا وَهَكَذَا. That when the wealth from Bahrain will come, so Sahaba had gone to Bahrain and they were expecting some wealth to come from there. Nabi Kareem some promised Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, I'll give you like this, like this, like this. فَلَمْ يَجِئْ مَالُ الْبَحْرِينَ حَتَّى قُبِضَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. But Rasulullah sallam had already left this world and the wealth of Bahrain did not arrive. So by the time the wealth of Bahrain arrived, Rasulullah had already left this world. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ مَالُ الْبَحْرِينَ أَمَرَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ فَنَادَ مَنْ كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ عِدَةٌ أَوْ دَيْرٌ فَلِيَأْتِنَا. Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه was Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the Khalifa after Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when the wealth of Bahrain came, he announced that whosoever Rasulullah had promised anything, or Rasulullah borrowed anything from him, took a loan from him, then he should come to us, and we will fulfill that debt and that loan and that promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَأَتَيْتُهُ So I went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Jabir says, I went to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. وَقُلْتُ لَهُ And I said to him, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ قَالَ لِي كَذَا وَكَذَا So Nabiya Kareem had promised me, he'll give me like this. فَحَثَالِي حَثْيَةً فَعَدَدْتُهَا So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala filled both his hands. He took from the wealth of Bahrain like this. And then he counted how much came into the heap when he put his two hands out. When he filled both his hands, that amount that came, he counted. فَإِذَا هِيَ خَمْسُ مِيَةٍ It was 500 dirhams. فَقَالَ لِي خُذْ مِثْلَيْهَا Then Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala tells me, take twice as much again. In other words, 1,500 dirhams he got. And this was in keeping to the promise of Rasulullah. Obviously, Rasulullah left this world, so, and the Maal of Bahrain did not come, so it was not possible to give him. He said, when the wealth of Bahrain will come, we will give it to you. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala fulfilled the promise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here again, we understand the importance of fulfilling a promise and not breaching, and not breaking any a promise that we make. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka